We've had a holy priesthood brought before us this evening. I wonder if there's just a moment or two to look very briefly and very feebly, no doubt, but at the royal priesthood. The thought of royal priesthood is, I think, if I speak for myself, one that I have the most difficult, the more difficulty in grasping. The royal priesthood, we read about it this afternoon. What is it? It's to show forth the excellences of the one who has called us. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that ye should show forth praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This afternoon we, I think, pointed out in the Bible reading that really that involves what follows in the chapter. The conduct that we engage in and what the world around us sees of us. It includes preaching the gospel, yes it does. It includes perhaps ministry one to another, but really the concept of a royal priesthood is that wherever we go, whatever we're doing, we're showing forth the characteristics of, if you like, royalty that we represent. We're, as it were, ambassadors. The king is absent. He's not by the world, but the day is coming when he will take his place, and he will be as rightful king. But the thing, can we put our finger on a specific incident in the New Testament? Well, I expect you can put your finger on a good many, but would you turn, please, to Acts chapter 3, the incident of the lame man at the beautiful gate. We need read only the first 8 verses. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter about to go into the temple, asked an alms. But Peter, fixing his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. Unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. It's often been, the question has often been asked, why is this incident here? Why didn't the Lord heal this man while he was here on the earth? He'd been in this condition all through. Why was he not healed by the Lord Jesus? The Lord Jesus must have walked past the beautiful gate many times in the course of his public ministry. Well, perhaps it has many features, of course, in common with that incident in John chapter 5, the impotent man by the pool of Bethesda. But the Lord raised him up, didn't raise up this man. Why not? Well, because he left something behind for his royal priests to deal with. But on another line, this incident must have come to Paul's memory as he wrote the 18th verse of the first chapter of his first epistle. And I like to imagine him as an older man laying down his pen when he thought of the value of the Lord Jesus Christ. you were not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold, and I wonder if his mind went back to this incident. Well, that's another line. But be that as it may, this man, the lame man, looked to Peter and John, and seeing them just about to go into the temple, he asked them for some money. That was what he was hoping, some money. He was a beggar. Various, is that wrong? I've forgotten. I've lost track of those definitions. But he was a beggar in our language. And he was hoping for some money. And he looked to Peter and John, hoping for some money. But he'd come to the wrong people. Peter had left all to follow the Lord's. He hadn't got any money to give. No, from what we read of his life, that his position was ever any different. But Peter said, look, you see, presenting the Lord Jesus. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. How much Peter had to give. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We read that this man became a worshipper, but of the immense miracle that Peter was able to do for this man, that he was able to do more than a miracle for him. He was able to introduce him to that wonderful name of Jesus. The one who was rejected this time was exalted in the glory. And this is exactly what you and I have to do as we represent the Lord every day. No matter where we may go, whether we go to work, whether we go to college, university, or school, or wherever we go speaking to friends, we have these kind of opportunities up of being there for them to represent Jesus, to speak to them of him. We cannot perhaps perform miracles. I'm guessing that that is essential to what we're speaking about now. But Peter was able to, in the name of the Lord Jesus, he was able to cause this man to rise up and walk. And may we not, as I say, not physical miracles, that's not what I'm talking about. But to help those who we come in contact with, not meet many who name the name of Jesus. They have many, many problems. They don't really know where they're going, and sometimes they're so appreciative. If you can bring a verse of scripture to them, or something that help them to walk as believers here. Not in us, but it's what we can bring them to of the Lord Jesus and of God's word. And another thing, if a soul is in that condition and they're really, one has found that they will accept the word. It's only those who are completely outside the kingdom who refuse it. Again and again, if you tell somebody, if you can point to a verse of scripture, they will take it as from the Lord. Now, Peter said to this man, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand. He didn't only get up, but he actually leapt to prove the point that the healing that he received in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was complete. Normally, if a person gets over a physical injury, there's a time when they convalesce and they gradually get back on their feet again. And that is normal and that is natural. But this man, because he'd been healed by the Lord, he immediately, his ankle bones received strength, and he had never in his life walked before, let alone leapt, which he would do immediately. And not only did he receive strength, but he became a worshipper. He entered with them into the temple, because that's where they went then. They were still in these early days, yes, they were breaking, but they were going into the temple for prayer. And so this man went with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. What a wonderful change. Before, a beggar. now a worshipper of God, with all the privileges that Christians have, he won't have entered into the privileges that have been occupying us this evening, not in full at this stage, but the potential was all there for this man. One moment a beggar, the next worshipping God, of God's kingdom, worshipper of God. Abel, as no doubt he was led to take his as a worshiping spirit and in truth. I think this is just illustration of what it means to be a royal priest, to represent our Lord Jesus Christ and his God before the world.